Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We'll get back to your calls here in just a second. One thing that we did not mention yet today, BT, we did talk about this last year with the conflict of interest with Tom Brady being both a broadcaster and owner. And I know a lot was being made over last night, being in the coach's box there, being on the headset. Like, I'm not saying that he's gaining advantages that's going to give it to Pete Carroll and the Raiders staff. He might be. I don't know. I'm not saying that it's a huge advantage. There's just no need for it. It's such bad optics. Why would the NFL, why would Brady even do this? Just go be an owner then. Like, pick one. You can't do both.
Because he could, and it's a power trip probably. I thought they were going to make him divest his Raiders, you know, his Raiders acquisition or pool or whatever you want to, however you want to call it. It just doesn't look good. Even if there is nothing gained intel-wise, I mean, what just the optics of this for the fan is just not good. So they did announce on Tuesday, today, so they put the statement out. All right, so he's prohibited from going to a team facility for practices or production meetings, but obviously allowed to sit in the coach's booth, according to the league. Quote, there's no policies that prohibit an owner from sitting in the coach's booth or wearing a headset during a game. Brady was in the booth in his capacity as a limited partner. I get that. It just doesn't look good. There's no way to tell exactly what he's doing, what he's gaining. But if there's anything that's uncertain or anybody just doesn't feel right about it, it shouldn't. It just doesn't look right.
Oh, by the way, side note.
He's a cheater?
No.
He's known to do this?
He's not that good on TV. Like, I don't want to say it. I like Tom Brady, and I love Fox. We love Burkhardt, had him on. It's not like he's groundbreaking, and, you know, he's not even close to Troy Aikman, not Tony Romo, not even Greg Olson level. Like, they had something special. Now, he's Tom Brady, so he's going to get away with a lot because of the name. And I love Tom Brady. I respect him as a player. I love the winning attitude, all those different things that he brings. So I get the appeal of it. But come on, what are we doing here? Like, the NFL is going to take these negative appearances and be okay with it just because it's Tom Brady? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
But even if he was amazing, and I think he's gotten better this year. I do, and you see him on some of these podcasts. He's loosening up a little bit. He's starting to show more of his personality. Like, I think that he's more comfortable doing it. And, you know, we take it for granted because we've talked into a microphone for so long. But, you know, there's still a process, and he's getting to know Kevin, and it's getting better. But even if he was absolutely, even if he was John Madden, he shouldn't have this ability to, just doesn't look right.
Correct. That shouldn't look good. It shouldn't matter. But I guess that's my point. And they're like, dude, clearly to me, he does not love broadcasting. You're right. Like, broadcasting is an art, and you have to work your way up most times. Some people don't. But it also is just talking and about personality. And if you loved it, and I think he's just uncomfortable in it. His comfort zone is under center. I mean, that's whatever, taking a snap.
Yeah.
Being a quarterback out on the football field, that's his comfort zone. Some people are more comfortable in front of the camera, behind the mic, on a field. His is clearly on the field. That doesn't mean you can't have two things, but it's like, I don't think he's ever going to get to the level that they expected him to get to.
Listen, and I don't think anybody's ever going to get to the level that they pay these guys. I don't think anybody's worth this money.
I mean, that's absurd.
Nobody's worth this money. Come on.
No, you're right. And by the way, you're right. It shouldn't even be a part of the argument here. But don't you think it is a clear conflict of interest?
I definitely do. There's no question. I mean, now, to what extent, I can't quantify it, but it just doesn't look right. And if one fan says, you know, and wonders aloud, hey, you know, what does he learn? Or the opposition.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a bad look here. And the other thing, too, is like, you know, back to Brady in terms of his broadcasting chops, not that it matters. He is where he is. I think he'd be better in a studio. More of a long format, more, you know, to really.
Time to breathe.
Yeah, let it breathe. Let him chop it up. Let it expand on stuff. Give him some footage. Just roll through some stuff. And I think his personality would cut through more. I just don't know when these network executives are going to learn to give a guy 30, 40, anybody $50 million a year, whatever the number is at this point. We're watching the game anyway. I got news for you. We're going to watch the game anyway.
And by the way, maybe he can transition to the desk or the studio when Bradshaw eventually retires. Like, you start to see the, you know, transition period from both CBS and Fox. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. You want Tom Brady to still be associated with your network, that's a way to do it. We've seen guys go into the booth and out of the booth before. I do think he would fit better in that role. But what the hell? I'm not even trying to get into that. I'm just saying that it is clear a conflict of interest to have Tom Brady, NFL owner, and Tom Brady, NFL broadcaster. It's just, there's no need for it, and it shouldn't be allowed.
Take a local player. You know, take Keith Hernandez. Take Paul O'Neill. Imagine if they owned part of a team and they were in a broadcast booth. I mean, you know, you don't think that if they were still in the Mets and the Yankees booth respectively that their eyebrows wouldn't be raised? Like, what are we doing here?
All right, now let me ask you it this way. Not to play devil's advocate, but just to paint the other side of it. Do you really think that there's an advantage that Brady's gaining from his intel, inside knowledge, not just watching the game?
Mm-hmm.
Intel, talking to coaches, whatever, or having his fellow broadcast partners or producers talking to coach. Like, do you really think he's gaining an advantage by being associated with Fox?
Well, I mean, I'm inclined to say probably more no than yes, but anything is more than the other owners around football who aren't on a broadcast team. I mean, so even if it's like half of 1%, and again, that's why it's impossible to quantify. At the end of the day, I think that everybody's so guarded when he walks in the room that they probably don't really divulge a whole lot.
Right. Even if you're Burkhart, for example, if I'm him, I'm reluctant to even share certain information. Now, again, I don't know how those inner meetings work. He's got to know something going into a game.
Yeah.
But you also have to be aware of, like, I don't want anything to do with, like, letting him know something he shouldn't know. You know what I'm saying?
I do, well, listen, how it goes is this, and I'll just take whether it's Patino.
Right.
So you've got, say, a national crew coming in, and say, Mink and I are in Rick's office doing the interview, right, for the pregame for the radio. And then you've got whatever TV team is in there doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes, we know most of those guys, sometimes we'll just stick around and kind of listen to what Rick says to the TV crew. And, you know, before you fire up the mics, I mean, you know, there's some off-the-record stuff that obviously will be applied to the broadcast without attributing it to Rick, like whether it's an injury, whether it's some sort of circumstances.
Right, but think of it this way. If there were a conflict of interest for you, let's say, BT, Mink was allowed in the meetings, you were not for whatever reason. You and Mink have to do a broadcast. Is he going to tell you, knowing that you can't know?
I mean, I can't get Mink to say anything, you know, no matter what. Forget about giving me classified information.
Like Brady's also putting his Fox teammates in, I don't want to say harm's way, but like in a tricky spot where it's not free and easy for the best of the broadcast.
Yeah.
Because there's got to be some restrictions that other broadcasts don't have.
It's a weird fit. It just doesn't look right. It really doesn't.
I'm with you. BT and Sal. Now, I don't think it's the end of the world. I don't think it's the biggest thing. I just don't. We said this a year ago. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Sonny's in Malvern. What's up, Sonny?
Hey, Son.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. We talked about last week or even in the beginning of the season how imperative was the Giants to get a split, and they came so close, obviously. It's a heartbreaking loss. But I don't think it's the end of the world. You know, listen, they're not going to go to the playoffs anyway. But I think going forward, it gives them a lot of confidence against Kansas City. Obviously, Baldy said Kansas City's not the same. I agree. I think their franchise, their dynasty is over. I think Kelce is shot. He should just retire, get married, and do his podcast. Now, that offensive line is not the same. Guys, I don't want to sound like a hypocrite because I called you last week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I was screaming for Jackson Dart to play in the second half. But I don't know if anyone talked about this. I haven't listened to you guys much in the last 3 days. But I don't think it made sense, Jackson Dart. I can't believe I'm saying this. Jackson Dart coming in for a couple plays. I never liked the fact that, you know, quarterbacks coming in and coming out, even with New Orleans, with Hill, even though it worked to some extent. Mm-hmm. I didn't like when they pulled out Breeze and put in Hill and back and forth. I don't think it made any sense. As far as the Giants' defense, guys, listen, we hung our hat on that defensive line playing well. I didn't see the game. I listened to the whole game. I was in the car. And I didn't hear Carter's name once. Sexty Dexter's got to play better, and when he needed them the most in that last drive, and Dallas only needed 20 yards, I don't know why they played such a soft defense, especially with that field goal kicker, they didn't step up. So I think the offense gives them a lot of confidence, and I think moving forward, I think we can upset Kansas City, guys. And, you know, I'm looking forward to the rest of the season. I think we can pull out 6-7 wins.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, let's start with one. You know,
yeah.
Boldy kind of opened up the door. He thinks the Giants have a chance to maybe mess around and take out Kansas City here. All right, so there's a couple of things. First of all, the Dart stuff, that was just oddly thrown in there. And they said it on the broadcast, and I agreed, like, not that there shouldn't be a sub, some packages for him, but they just threw him in there. It was just an odd, random insert. So that was number one. But I also do think there's value because you do that, and that's a competitive advantage. And obviously, Dable's he's no dummy. You put things on film, and now the defense has to spend a little time in practice, whatever it is. I don't know, but it could be slight advantage to the Giants. So that's why you do it. He's just a better athlete, a different athlete than Russell Wilson at this point. As for the defense, I mean, you just got to start wreaking some havoc. That's all there is to it. You know, we shouldn't have to come here on a Monday after a Sunday afternoon and say, well, did this guy play well? Well, what did this guy do? How about this guy? Did he do anything? When you have multiple first-round picks and big contracts and all the equity that you've devoted to the front seven on the defense, they are supposed to ravage games. Right. And they don't.
You'll know it when you see it. Not, yeah, I broke down the film and Carter made some nice plays, or Kayvon had his presence. Like, you'll know. They need more. Like, you knew Burns showed up to play on Sunday. The other guys have to follow suit. One thing that I would say on that, let's take it easy on burying the Chiefs here. Even Kelce. I know Kelce's become a whipping boy because nobody wants to deal with the engagement, the marriage, all the talk about his wife. Be careful burying a champion.
It's a dangerous thing to do, but they didn't look this part last year offensively.
But they lost one freaking game.
I know.
You and I were in agreement.
I know. It just didn't feel like they had it, but you know they barely lost.
But BT, there is a big difference in that.
Yeah.
Versus expecting them to lose to the Giants. I'm not saying it's an impossibility.
Yeah.
They're vulnerable. They almost lost to the Jets. We saw that. Was that last year or 2 years ago?
2 years ago with the back throw with Zach.
Yeah, two years ago.
That was Zach's best game ever.
One Jets drive.
That was the apex of the Zach movement there.
2 years ago, man. It's phenomenal. It's crazy how fast it goes. Gosh. Anyway, anybody can be beat. And yes, the Chiefs are certainly more vulnerable than they've been. I'd be careful burying Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes,
Reed,
and Andy Reid.
Yeah, I hear you.
Especially when you're a team that's won three games in the last 2 years. Like, come on now.
Well, one team gets all the benefit of the doubt, and the other team gets none. And we know the pecking order on that combination right there.
Just be careful.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.